I can't let this opportunity go without asking you about the dunk at the end of Perry Wallace's college career.
Yes. So Perry Wallace was a phenomenal dunker from the age of 12, actually. He would play pickup games in Nashville against the players from Tennessee State University, a great HBCU in town, and could hang with them as a 12-year-old. In high school, he was the best dunker on a team where every single player on the team could dunk.
This was the Whoomp Show.
Yes, the Whoomp Show. The crowd would go nuts as each player after player in the layup line would throw one down. And the guy that taught Perry Wallace how to dunk as a 12-year-old was David Latin, who started his career in Nashville. He ends up transferring to Texas Western, where he's a part of the famous Glory Road team that beat Kentucky in the 66 championship. And early in that game, David Latin threw down a ferocious dunk over Pat Riley, and Adolph Rupp went nuts on the sidelines. Well, the very next year is Perry Wallace's freshman year, and in a game up in Lexington, Kentucky, he dunks over Dan Issel, who's a star of the Kentucky freshman team. And Perry told me that as he ran down the court, he saw an old man going nuts on the sideline. It was Adolph Rupp. And so Rupp sees that Perry Wallace is about to enter his league, play Kentucky twice a year, and it's the second coming of David Latin in his own conference. And so lo and behold, Rupp, who's a major figure on the rules committee at the time, has the slam dunk outlawed in college basketball before Perry Wallace's first varsity season. So he plays his whole career without the benefit of his best move, the slam dunk. But in his last game in Nashville, March 1970, it's against Mississippi State. In the last minute of the game, Perry Wallace's last basket of his college career is an illegal slam dunk. And the referees let it go for some reason. They should have waved it off. But what Perry told me is that this dunk was much more than just 2 points in a basketball game. He said that in growing up in Nashville and in the South, there were segregation laws, which were laws, but they were unjust laws. And that in playing college basketball, there was this no dunk rule. And yes, it was a rule, but it was an unjust rule that was, you know, clearly aimed at this wave of African-American players that were changing the way the game was played. And so this was his form of protest on the way out. And it was tremendously satisfying for him.
Sometimes a dunk is more than a dunk.
Absolutely. I wish I can't even come close on a 7-foot rim. So.
You and me both. My 7-year-old asked me to try to dunk the other day in our driveway. I'm like, I'm not now. No.
Yeah. About a Nerf hoop is about what I can master.